Per signum crucis, de nemicis nostris, libera nos, Deus noster. Namine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. Beg your pardon for my sins. The grace to spend this time of prayer fruitfully. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We are preparing ourselves for the feast of Christ the King. We are soldiers of this wonderful King. We were seeing how we have to leave space in our heart for Him. The kingdom of Christ begins there. Not just outside in the structures, that's the last consequence. The first result is in us, this first consequence, first consideration. Is He reigning in me? First of all. And the result of it, when the Lord is really reigning in your soul, then is interior peace, joy, and a great eagerness and enthusiasm for the things of God, so much so that your desire is to bring many people to Jesus. That's apostolate. It's an act of service. We serve the other, giving them the best we can give them. And the best that we have is our faith. We do not impose our faith, never. We propose our faith to our friends, not by means of great speeches, but beginning with the testimony of our life, the way we live our life as witnesses of Jesus Christ, and then by our pleasant conversation with our friends is how we convey those suggestions which enter the heart of our friends, and eventually, with the help of grace, they also will come following this great King. We cannot force anyone, we never do, because we have been created in freedom, and we shall die in freedom. We should love God, but in freedom, because we want, because we choose to love Him. You know, love is always free. Which is not free, it's not love. It's compulsion. It's forcing someone to do something. No. So, let's see, what is freedom, first of all? Well, first of all, we are going to begin exactly what freedom is not. Anyway, some people think that freedom is to do whatever you want to do. That's not freedom. That's illusory. Because very often you cannot do what you want to do, what you would like to do. I would like a person might think to be now in Tahiti, in the beach. Another person may think, I would like now to be driving a Ferrari in a race. But this is not possible because you cannot travel to Tahiti so easily because you don't even have a Kia, no? So much less a Ferrari. So you see, it's illusory. Why? That person is not free? No, that person may happen to be the freest person. So freedom is not to do whatever you dream of. Neither freedom is whatever you fancy. It's the same thing to do this or to do that. It doesn't matter. As long as you like, often we hear this. As long as this is what you like, it's okay. Again, this is not true, because that's not freedom, that's indifference. And the result, you know very well. You are prudent. Chances are you don't get COVID. You are imprudent. Chances are that you will get it. You go around without mask, you go big, close to all sorts of people that you don't know. You see? You are doing, well, one thing or the other, but the result is very different. Life and death, COVID or not COVID, right? Well, the same way, we discard this. Freedom is not indifference. So what is freedom? Now we go into it. In this conversation we are having with the Lord, you see, you have been born without your permission. Sorry. You came to the world because the Lord wanted you to exist. And you have been born human, not a pig, not a cow. So you had to continue being human. Sorry if you don't like it. So a human person is created in freedom, human freedom, not divine freedom. Human freedom means we are all involved in a race, as St. Paul says. I have run the good race. Our life is a race. Where to? To our own personal accomplishment and happiness. You and I are, to put it this way, running. We are not actually running. We are exerting effort as if it were a race to our own personal accomplishment. Accomplishment means completion. To be the kind of person God expects us to be. It's obvious that we are not complete, that we have several things or many things to complete in ourselves, to acquire virtues, to acquire goodness, which we don't have. So our life is a continuous growing, and accomplishing ourselves in a human manner. Okay, we are becoming more human, more what we ought to do. Okay, now, freedom is to do that, the possibility of doing that, but all by yourself, without having anyone by your side forcing you to do it. That's human freedom. I accomplish myself because I want. That's freedom. Pigs don't have freedom. They are there in the sty, in the pen, and the owner comes and throws food to the pigs. And the pigs, since they are animals, they don't know, they are hungry, okay, they make how to whatever you throw there. You see, they are not free, they are pigs, okay? But then, have to. Now, if another person robs to a man that freedom, then that person is unfair, is manipulating the other, is forcing the person to do what he doesn't want to do. Like that fellow who went to the doctor, psychiatrist, what happened to you? I don't know, doctor. Continuously I hear voices. Yes, voices telling me at every moment what I have to do. And the doctor tells me, don't worry, it's just that you are married. So if a person keeps on telling you, do this, do that, and now stop it, and then so much, of course, it's interfering with the freedom. One thing, that's why apostolate is not manipulation. Apostolate is more like coaching. The coach in sports does not force the sportsman to do anything. He suggests, he advises, he proposes to him. Am I aware that we have been called to freedom? So to do what I want, to accomplish myself, I have to run in a certain direction. Not any direction will do it. If you want to go from here to Batangas, you cannot take any road because you might end up in Ilocos Norte. So you have to take a certain road. So it's obvious that freedom is not indifference, okay? But in choosing, you are free. You choose what you free. So your life has a direction. Your life must have a direction towards your completion. And that completion is in Jesus Christ. So freedom cannot be separated from the direction you ought to run in order to accomplish yourself. So it's Jesus who won for us that freedom. We were born in freedom and called to freedom to run in freedom. In these days, especially, we have to allow Christ to reign in our hearts. Why so? Because I'm afraid, whether you like it or not, you're a human being. You're not an angel, you're God. The angels now in heaven as they are, they never commit a mistake. They always do what God tells them to do. They always do the right thing, the good thing to do, because they are perfect. Not perfect, angelically speaking, as perfect as an angel can be. You and I are far from it. Why? Because we are wayfarers. We are still running the race. We have not finished the race. We have to continue until the end of our life. So, therefore, we have to discern what choice of mine leads me to my completion and what choice of mine leads me to my own personal destruction. You see, we have to discern. We must exert a judgment. That's why we must be responsible for our life, for our freedom. There you have the panorama. We should, we must run the race all by ourselves. Don't expect anyone to perfect you from within. You have to accomplish yourself on your own. But at the same time, you have to feel the responsibility of doing so. Why? Because you are not finished. You have the responsibility of your life. Your life is a treasure that God has deposited in your hands. And it's up to you. And nobody can do it for you. If you don't do it, nobody will do it for you. Somebody else will do his or her own life, not your life. They can advise you, remember, but it's like walking by your side, not walking instead of you. You are walking, I'm walking, all of us are walking, running in the same direction. But each one is doing his own race. But you know what happened. We were running, and then we committed sin. It began with original sin. And our personal sins were added. With sins, we became slaves of the devil. And by falling, our freedom was damaged. When you have a car and you go straight towards a big mango tree, the fender and the front part of the car gets smashed. You can fix it, but you know, it's not like before, exactly. Well, even so, man was restored in baptism. We are somehow damaged. How so? We are damaged because sometimes we choose what is bad for us. If as a person who has a diet, you must not take any sugar, diabetes, and this person takes big cakes with sugar and, well, is killing herself or himself, right? So we have an inclination to do bad. We have an inclination to concupiscence. All the more for us to be vigilant. All the more for us to be alert and to be responsible. Not everything goes. Because I'm not perfect, we have to think. We have to bow before the Lord. We have to pray, talk to Him. Because not everything that comes to my mind is necessarily good for me. That's why freedom is not indifference. They are different. Okay? But this is what I like. Yeah, it must be what you like. But this is killing you. Sorry. No, but I really like. No. I don't doubt it. But this food or this action is destroying you and not accomplishing you, definitely. So that's why in our moral life, in the use of our freedom, we have to continually discern. Should I choose this or that? Should I be responsible for this continuously? So that we don't fall again in the slavery of sin. Why slavery? Because sin gets hold of your will. And instead of directing you to run towards your happiness, instead of directing you to run towards your personal accomplishment, integral human development, it leads you to whatever the passion wants. If a person has inclination to steal, well, that inclination leads that person to rob, to get more money, to steal more money, and to amass wealth. That's it. And at the end, he asks, why do I need so much money if after all I'm going to die? Authentic freedom, therefore, is freedom in Jesus Christ. It's the freedom to choose what accomplishes us. I want to do what makes me more. I want to choose always what leads me to happiness, to true happiness. Not just 10 minutes happiness, not just 1 year happiness, no, permanent, forever. Because otherwise you will fall short. And what do you do after 1 year? You have jeopardized happiness forever. You have precluded the possibility of being happy forever. That's why we have to be vigilant. We have to overcome that slavery of sin. The Lord tells us, if you remain in my word, you will truly be disciples of mine. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Because Jesus is truth, God is truth. And when you choose what leads us to Jesus, we are in the truth. And the devil is the father of all lies. He cannot avoid it. He always maneuvers to take us away from the truth, from the road that leads to Jesus, to remove sense of responsibility from us. Oh, never mind everything. Okay, Lord, you are my king. You are my master. Illumine my mind with your truth. Strengthen my will with your grace, with your love, that I may go after you, that I may choose to please you, to obey you forever, because I need to be happy forever. I'm interpreting what you have inside. Everybody, every person, that's why I affirm it. Every person has that inclination towards happiness. I'm not putting it in you or suggesting it to you. You have it already. What you really want is to be happy, and everybody, and this, and the other, no problem. Now, what we have to go beyond that and say, well, that happiness is God. That truth is in Jesus. I want to run towards Him. The true freedom of spirit is that capacity that we have, that habitual attitude that we have, the possibility of choosing out of love of God, especially in the little things, constantly, throughout the day, in every circumstance. Whatever God is asking from you, then and there. Different persons, of course, have different obligations, not radically opposite, no, but specifically diverse. We are running. We must be running towards Christ constantly, out of love, seeking the truth, seeking happiness. So you see how joy and freedom go together. They must go together because we are running after joy, eternal joy, which is God. But at the same time, even when we are along the road, we anticipate that desire of happiness. We anticipate and we run with joy. The life of a Christian is always cheerful. It's a normal life, cheerfulness. And that cheerfulness is not just, well, to be happy, to be healthy, even in sickness, even in want, even in poverty, even when a person is accused, even when a person is unfairly sent to jail, as it happened with Cardinal Pell. Fortunately, the truth was found. And the Christian is happy. Cardinal Pell had an enormous serenity. He was even forbidden to celebrate the Mass in jail. He wrote that was the biggest adversity that he had to face in jail, those months in jail. But God never abandons us. What God expects from each one of us. So we have to continue our life doing freely and out of love everything because I want to. So paradoxically, we become the freest person, no? Because I always do what I want. And what I want is to love God, to love Jesus, to love my way, the truth. And perhaps along the way, we meet other persons who will tell us, no, forget about it. I don't want to do what you're telling me because I want to be free. Okay, let's analyze that. That person who says, I prefer to be free, very often that person is deceived. Because to be free, that person interprets what my passion tells me to do. I want to be lazy, I become lazy. I want to eat, I eat. I want to jump, I jump. I want to hate, I indulge in hating. I'm attracted to concupiscence, I go into it without restraint. So you see, that person is as free as a puppy when you show the little dog a sausage. Now, what happened with the little dog when it is hungry and you put in front of him a delicious sausage? It will go after it. Well, don't tell me that the puppy is free. It's not free. I can do with it whatever I want as long as I have a piece of meat. Okay? Well, that person saying that it's free, no, it's a slave of his passions, slave of his concupiscence, slave of his prejudices, slave of so many things. Maybe it's not a slavery outside him, but it's a slave. We cannot be slave because Jesus has liberated us. That's why with this idea in mind, we practice, among others, the virtue of temperance. Because we don't want to be slave of our passions. We don't want to be slave of our concupiscence. We don't of our gluttony. Am I fighting to focus on Jesus, to go after him joyfully because I'm doing it out of love. It's because I love that I do this or that. Let's give our hearts to the Lord so that we have no other freedom but to love him, which is the complete freedom. This is what we mention when we consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Jews in the Old Testament thought that freedom for them was to belong to the chosen people. And the Lord reminds them that true freedom is the freedom of the children of God. Not just that they are not slaves of any other country. In fact, the Jews were for some time slaves of the Assyrians, of the Babylonians, of the people of Antiochus. No. True freedom is freedom from the slavery of the devil and sin. How do I react when I face temptation? When I face that suggestion of the devil to rob me, my freedom, the freedom that Jesus wants for me. Our Lord Jesus manifested that we will be free, but not from the slavery of other countries, but from the slavery of the devil. Not by not being prisoners. A prisoner can be absolutely free, I'm telling you, Cardinal Pell. But free from the malice in the soul. Not only from malice, but from ignorance, from concupiscence, from greed. This is the freedom that we have to claim and be responsible to achieve. Freedom from sin, liberation from sin, and therefore from eternal life. Sorry, from eternal death. So, with that freedom of Jesus, we reach eternal life. With the slavery of sin, we end up in eternal death, which is hell, the devil, and the company of the devils. You are a child of God. And therefore, you are a brother, a sister of everybody else. You don't find enemies in the others. On the contrary, you see person working with you. You see person that you have to love in Christ and help them to recover their freedom. You see, true apostolate is facilitating this freedom to the others. Training people to be free, to make their own choices in the right direction, not training their own choices in whatever direction, no, in the right direction. That's why we suggest, we propose to them the right doctrine. We don't force them. Now, we are free. But that free is not a switch on, off. Like this microphone, on, off. That's it, only two positions. No. Once it is on, once you are free, because the grace of God is in your soul, it has to grow continuously. It's like a plane. An airplane. It takes off from the airport. Wow, it's flying there, very high. What? Can it stop in the air? No, had to go forward. The moment that the engines go off, it will lose height and eventually it will crash. With the same with us. We had to go all the time forward, developing our freedom, continuously choosing what makes me free, choosing what makes me go in the direction of Jesus. That's the direction I should take. First, find it in prayer, in spiritual direction, and then go after it, because it leads you to Jesus, who is God, who is the consummation, the completion of our development and of our freedom. We have to develop. With the help of grace, by the way, you cannot develop yourself alone. You need the help of grace. That's why you have to go to the sacrament. Why? Because the sacrament, they are like faucets where you get not water, but a water that lasts for eternal life, that is the Holy Spirit, as the Lord suggested to the Samaritan woman. So with the help of grace, we have to push forward in all the fields of my life. Not only in my receiving the sacrament, but improving your relationship with the others, developing your professional skills, knowing more, even physically, being healthy. You should try to be healthy, so you have to do some exercises, you have to eat well, right? So it's called integral human development. Integral human development is not a kind of bread. Integral means that it applies to all sectors of your life. Your soul, your affection, you have to love what is lovable. Your formation, you have to increase your formation. You have to use your freedom to grow there. Am I growing? But most of all, growing with the help of grace, growing in love of Jesus, proximity to Him, especially in the Eucharist. Thank you, Lord, for facilitating this to me, to all of us, for coming so close to us. Let's all reach out to Jesus Christ, who leads us to paradise. So the essence of true freedom cannot and is never to choose something contrary to what a human being is, contrary to what is good, what is true development of a human being. As if, well, this is my decision. Yes, might be your decision, but you have chosen to destroy yourself. We have to seek God in everything we do. This choice, does it lead me to God? I can do this or do that. What the Lord will help, will like me to do. You know, all these things, you know how we call it. Christian life. You have to live a Christian life, seeking sanctity, choosing what God like, putting away from you, taking away from you, whatever separates you from God, and then using your freedom, you stick to God. You adhere to His teachings closer and closer every day until the end of your life, growing in the fullness of God, in possessing Him in your heart, allowing the Holy Spirit to take possession of your mind and in your heart. This is what our Mother the Virgin did always. Be done unto me according to your word. Saying yes to God, precisely what God wanted her to be. So you see, she was free. That's why the Lord asked for her opinion, her permission. Do you want to be the mother of God? Be done unto me. So you see, I want, according to your word, what you say that God wants from me. That's why He is number one. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation.